The Lord is here. And especially during this season of special challenge, we need to be more aggressive. I feel like I want to decree what He has commanded us to decree. Decree those blessings. In the name of the Lord. We do all of this in the name of the Lord. Speak the Apostles' Creed or the Lord's Prayer, but know, be conscious, it's part of your responsibility to bring that presence and extol His name wherever you are, in your home especially, in your bedroom, in your children's bedroom. Test and see, because we had to supervise the growth of 4 children. And children are vulnerable. Children get nightmares. Children that sometimes are tormented by certain things, and you just put a protective shield and command that oppression to go. This last few weeks, I've been contacted by a lot of parents, and then I've seen the organization, how they do it. There are major official organizations that are trying to prevent children from getting together, saying, well, they may get a disease or infirmity, but they have found a lot of authorities in France, in Italy, in England, Germany, all across Europe, as well as here in the United States, that say it is more profitable for children to be able to get together and learn. And even those, a lot of unions seem to be committed more to the Marxist type philosophy. So we as Christians need to be positive, but be awake and say, my children belong to Jesus Christ, and they belong to their dad and their mom and their flag and their country. They do not belong to a Marxist philosophy. But that's why I got impressed to really aggressively meditate on the Lord, again, on decreeing His name around me. But as we did so, I went back to some of our foundational things in Genesis and Exodus and so on, and you find that the names of God, each of the name of God is a wonderful aspect about His nature, and it can meet your deepest needs. For example, you may be seated, and then we'll bring Jenna up in a little while. But as I've said often, and some things will really impress you when God's presence comes and rescues you in the middle of crisis. And for us, some of the greatest crisis was when our children got physically challenged. Sickness, especially our first child, a son, and the last child, a son. They were almost taken from us. They were so critically sick. But God revealed Himself to us in a major way as Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And we found, my older son's tremendous terminal kidney disease was taking him. We released him to the Lord in prayer because it looked like he was going. And yet, suddenly, that's why I so appreciate the word of the prophet who said, overnight, famine is going to turn to feast. Believe the word of the Lord. Well, overnight, the Lord turned his chemistry from terminal and death to being healed. And it was so supernatural that his readings, especially if you have major kidney infirmity, the readings, chemical readings of what is produced by the kidneys, you can tell it's failing. And we could tell. And then suddenly it turned it overnight and the x-rays changed. And it was so wonderful. But there we felt the name of the Lord is I am the Lord that healeth thee. So there are various aspects of the name. It's not our needs are not made by just, of course, in the final analysis, in the final chapter, he reveals his ultimate name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But he is, when you are attacked by fear, he says, Shalom, peace. My name is Jehovah Shalom. Or when you are in deep confusion, Lord, do I take this job or that job? Lord, where are you directing our family? Should we go to this opening or this opening? There are times where you will be challenged in those. And in that, God for us revealed himself as Jehovah Roi, the Lord my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And he directs us like sheep, like a flock. And one of the most impressive for me, the Lord reveals himself in Exodus chapter 3. I'll read that aspect because we're going to examine in the first time where I shared about the name of the Lord. We talked about Jehovah as Elohim. In the beginning, God. That was Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim. And that's the permanent, everlasting God who changes not. But in Exodus 3, you find chapter 3, verse 1 onwards. And this is the kind of the original language. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And here, the mountain of God, here it's Elohim. And the angel of the Lord appeared, angel of the Lord appeared to Moses, unto him, in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. So here is Moses on the backside of the desert, it is expressed. And how many of you remember this as being in the flesh? And I apologize for it, but it really impressed me. But when I was little, I think about 10 years old, something like that. And my folks, I think it was my brother-in-law, but took me to see the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. How many of you remember seeing Charlton Heston? And it so impressed me, I apologize for repeating this often, but I said, when I die and see Moses in heaven, and he turns out to be short and fat, I'm going to say, you're not Moses. Charlton Heston is Moses. Because it really impacted me. But you remember that scene. It was so well done for me. And Moses is standing in that place where there's a bush. And the glory is all over. I mean, I really appreciate Cecil B. DeMille and Charlton Heston. And a voice speaks out. How many of you remember the voice speaking out of the bush? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, I am. Do you know whose voice it was? It was the voice of Charlton Heston, kind of toned up. And so it was as if he himself heard himself. But it really was the voice of the Lord. And the Lord was speaking to him in the burning bush. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And I'm pressing certain words, and the translation is on the other side. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, and the Lord saw that he turned, the Lord there is translated Jehovah. So the names of God, and they express to us certain things, that this is not just Elohim, the eternal, everlasting God who changes not. Now this is Jehovah God. He is your personal God who is with you. He's all-powerful. But he is the all-revealing one. He's personal. Jehovah is personal with you. He is present tense. So when the word of the Lord often comes to you and you feel his presence and he's speaking to me, you say, that's Jehovah. And he's giving you divine impression. And so Jehovah is your personal God, and he speaks to your heart. And when, as he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he walks with you, that's Jehovah God. And he says, I'm never going to leave you. And I'm in the present tense. Then that's the name of Jehovah. And he assures you he'll never leave you. And he is the God who never changes also. My Jehovah God. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. And at this time, when it's happening, for Moses, he is when he has to run out of Egypt. He's at the age of 40, and at that time he knows he has a destiny. He's going to help the work of God, and somehow God's going to use him to release his people from slavery. But he wants to do things on his own power. I'm going to be used by God. But it's his own desire. I'm going to help God. Instead of being so molded by the Lord's presence that he doesn't do anything except God anoints him. So there is that change, that transformation. He kills at the age of 40, then as an arm of the flesh, he kills an Egyptian. And it's a terrible event. The Egyptian was beating a Jew the way he wanted. God has called me to save the Jewish people. I'm going to kill this Egyptian. And it's an arm of the flesh by which he does that. And even though the Egyptian deserved it, but not in that way. So the Egyptians get angry at him. Even the Jews get angry at him because he has done it in the arm of the flesh. So he has to run out. He's chased out, and he goes into the desert of Midian. And there he meets Jethro. He meets his wife. And in the desert, he learns survival. But during this time, and then the next 40 years, God uses those years to mold Moses and to realize that Moses is commissioned to bring glory to the name of the Lord, not to bring glory to his own name. And so during the time that you see him in Horeb, and the Lord's voice is speaking to him in the burning bush, this is where the battle is won. It's not Moses who's going to be doing things. It's the anointing of God and the direction of God. So the Lord's will for you is that you be so molded that the victory is God's, but it's also His. So when Moses now is commissioned by the Lord and he goes to Pharaoh and gives the word of the Lord, the battle has been won by the Lord and by Moses. Moses can get some of the praise, but it's God who is doing it. The revelation that comes to Moses on Mount Sinai, it's Mount Horeb. This is the burning bush experience. The fire does not consume the bush, and the voice of the Lord. God called him out of the Shekinah glory. Moses, Moses. That's Jehovah speaking to him. And that's where the Lord tells him, put your hand inside your coat. Now bring it. When he brings it out, it's leprous. So put it in again and bring it out. And it's no longer filled with leprosy. It's basically, in a sense, for me, it's an indication that my motives have been purified. It's not me wanting to do things. It's the Lord through me doing things. I am Jehovah God. Who are you that's speaking? I'm Jehovah God. That's all. Jehovah God is the national God of Israel. I am Jehovah. And after every plague, the Lord brings these plagues. Then as he goes, the Nile turns to blood. There's a plague of frogs because they worship a frog god. It's weird. They worship the sun god Ra. Therefore, they had a plague of darkness. While they have the plague, suffering the plague of darkness. On the other side, in Goshen, where the Israelites were, God gives them light. But the Egyptians have darkness. So the Lord shows himself, Jehovah God, in, as I've said, the cloud by day, the fire by night, and the parting of the Red Sea is done by Jehovah God. So I am the Lord. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the Lord, Jehovah. And often in the coming days, we may take time to look at how on Mount Sinai, God reveals himself further to Moses, and the people start worshiping idols even at that time. And there is a deep offense that God has against the people. And it's the intercession of Moses and his saying, what will the other nations say if you will destroy them? Do not destroy them. And it's like God, it's like he's arguing with God, so don't destroy them. That it is really, you'll find the personal God, God who can be offended, and how Moses prays and turns the heart of God. So he once again will lead his people. And of course, that was his plan, to lead his people out of Egypt into the promised land. Jehovah lead them, therefore, parts Jordan River also, gets them. Where after, and then you find that he gets victory after victory and defeats the giants. So these are, we get to know Elohim, and we get to know Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God is magnified in all of that, in his relationship with Moses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, God speaks in Exodus chapter 3. The Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large land, into a land flowing with milk and honey, into the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. So he has heard, even today as we look at the suffering of the people as they have been battling this virus, and it's pretty much almost every land has been affected by it. You find that this is not hidden from the eyes of God. God sees this. He says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Now heard their cry, for I know their sorrows, and I'm come down to deliver. Even today, I'm praying, the Lord is hearing our cry. Lord, deliver your people and show your mercy today. You are the mighty God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You are the God of Moses. You are the God who heard the prayers of your people, not only in Egypt, but now in 2020. You're hearing our appeal, our cry. We thank you, Lord, that you have not stopped your ears. We thank you, Lord, that the burning bush is still burning, that the God I am that I am. Who are you, Lord? What's this voice? I am that I am. The self-existent God, full of compassion and love for his people, any of his people who are in affliction, that I care for my people, and I will come down and deliver them by my mighty hand. So we see that wonderful example in Exodus 12. The blood of the Lamb is taken. So God uses, Lord, what are you going to do? What do you use? Are you going to use your mighty power? Well, he has the mighty power. But first, the total fulcrum of his power is in the blood of the Lamb. Take the blood, kill the lamb, take its blood, put it on the doorposts and lintels. And it's through the power of the Lamb that the plague will stop. Through the power of the Lamb, I'll break those curses and yokes over you. Through the power of the Lamb, I'm going to break the curse of poverty. And he says, and I brought out my people with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble in their midst. I love that promise. And it's our God who is alive, who loves us, and he cares for us today. Say, he cares for me today. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he cares for you today. And he's hearing your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. If you will come, Jenna, and lead us, I want you to, why don't you stand up for a moment? So, our God is Elohim. He created you. But our God is also Jehovah God. He cares for you every day. And Jehovah God has promised you, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. So his fellowship, his companionship is with you today. I'm going to urge you to personally say, Lord, I accept you. Say, Lord, I accept you, that you hear my cry. You are Jehovah God. And you have promised you will never leave me nor forsake me. This promise is for me and for all nations, whoever is hungry, who loves God, he hears their cry. I thank you, Lord, today your presence is with me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. This prayer I pray not only for myself, but all my children, all my grandchildren, all my loved ones. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Start thanking him. I'm releasing God's power. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray. We have said so many prayers for children who have been attacked with fear, with anxiety, really supernatural things. There's no reason for them, and yet they feel isolation, they feel loneliness, and even individuals. We pray deliverance for them in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus and pray for them right now. In the Spirit, thank you, Father. We pray for others who need a supernatural miracle touch. Thank you, Lord, that you brought the children of Israel into the promised land provision, and you gave them the promised land. And today you are giving us, in the name of Jesus, the promises of God. Thank you. We claim each of them. Thank you, Lord. Start thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jenna, lead us.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good to me. You have turned my mourning into dancing, put on my rags and hold me with gladness, and I will rise, I will praise you, I'll sing and not be silent. Oh,
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because he said, Isaiah, I say yes. That storm that came. And we got the revelation. God is saying, I say yes to his promises. Put your hands on yourself. Say, he is saying yes.
He is saying yes.
And I am receiving that promise. The answer is yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Turn to someone, say yes.
Yes.
We are believing for miracles. By the way, I've been reading part of the time. It's been really exciting to see how many wonderful, wonderful people are watching with you, with us here. And there's someone just sent, we are sending big hugs to all of you from Brazil. So give yourself a big hug. The Lord loves you all across the earth. God is the people grateful. Thank you, Jenna and the team. They are saying they were blessed. We are blessed, right? Say, we were blessed. Blessed, blessed. Give them another big clap, will you? Thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, make sure you say bless someone. These days we have to be, I've been told, I used to run up to everybody and give them a big hug. And I'm a hugger. And I'm not going to get delivered from that. But we'll have to have a little bit of direction in that. It's all right. But you are loved. Say, I am loved. Amen. You are not alone. We are, this is one of the kind of tools the enemy used to kind of keep us separate. But the Lord makes us lovers. We love the Lord and we love each other. Amen. Thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pray. Claim the promises of God. Amen. I say yes. So write down some promises of God each day, at least one each day. And we're going to come together on Friday. I want to hear from you guys. And you share what the Lord has shared with you. Specifically, I'd like to know what kind of promises he gave you. Because he is restoring. He is restoring businesses. He's restoring that which the enemy has stolen. He's restoring families. And he's restoring sons and daughters to families. Okay, so he's restoring. In Jesus' name, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have a final song for us, Jenna? Huh? Okay, let's sing. And you are dismissed. Make sure, by the way, sow your seed. This was one of the first times in months that I've heard the Lord say, I want to remind you how I turned it around. So some of you have $1,000 seed. This is your time to sow it and get that breakthrough. Give.allnationschurch.us. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. We're going to see you Friday. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for you are loved, not forsaken. By the way, another text says, we thank you, pastors. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, sound team. So they send thank you to the sound. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you.